Here with me in this interview, I'm speaking with Mike Roof. And first of all, Mike, tell me what you do, your position and job with the company.
Sure. I'm the executive director of bioresearch for Boehringer Ingelheim and vaccine development. I've been with the company for about 15 years and have basically spent a career working on bacterial and viral vaccines for swine and cattle.
Well, you were kind of the first part of the program here at the Swine Health Seminar. What kind of message did you have for the participants?
Well, we really wanted to give the group an overview of where we're at with PRRS. PRRS still is the big 100-pound gorilla in the room with the industry, and we want people to know that we haven't given up on it. We're still working on it. But we also want them to know and have the right expectations that there's no magic bullets for PRRS. There's going to be incremental progress over the next few years, and we hope to continue bringing that.
Well, when you say you're still working on it, anything you want to share in terms of what the company's doing in this with this critical disease?
Sure. Well, we continue to support the current modified live tools, just showing that and testing against new isolates that emerge. But we're also looking at new technologies, infectious clones, non-glycosylation mutants, and inactivated vaccines. And so we don't have all of our focus in one area, and we're really looking to bring innovation to the market.
Besides that, what else would you tell them about the R&D effort that you especially oversee?
Sure. Well, I think in the next few years, we're real excited about our Flex platform. Obviously, we've brought Circovirus and Circoflex to the market, and that's been a huge commercial success. In the next, this year, we received a USDA license for Mycoflex, Circoflex combination, and obviously, long-term, as part of the PRDC complex, we're going to add PRRS to that mix. And so just a glimpse into the future of the tools and how they're going to be used.
Well, I know it's important to also get information back from your customers. What kind of comments and questions have you been getting here?
Yeah, that's, like I said earlier, this is a great opportunity for me. I learn more at these meetings than I give out, which is great. But I have a lot of hallway conversations about timing of vaccine use and talks about maternal immunity. I think the different vaccine companies and the different products, sometimes the industry and the producers get confused about that. And so part of the advantage of the Flex concept is that it allows people to put antigens that are relevant into their system and avoid ones that aren't. So it helps with cost. It's a single dose. And the timing, it's always a big issue with vaccines. And so our vaccines have all been registered in the research done at 3 weeks of age. And so they work at that age. However, you know, you need to continue to work with your veterinarians and place vaccines appropriate based on your clinical herd. But those are the two reoccurring themes that anytime you get producers in a room, you end up talking about.
Anything else that you'd like people to know about what BI is doing?
Well, we're committed to innovation. We have a group of people dedicated on the swine side, and not only are we working on PRRS, but we do have a program currently working on 10 new vaccines outside of the area of PRRS and respiratory disease. We also have a growing R&D group on cattle. I mean, we're a long-term player in cattle, I'd say on a traditional vaccine line, but we hope to bring some innovation into the cattle area in the future as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mike, for taking a couple minutes to speak with me here at the BI Swine Health Seminar. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.